Good morning. Welcome to the fifth annual stem cell meeting on the Mesa. This is presented by the Sanford Consortium for Regenerative Medicine. Let me just, as we begin, acknowledge that Denny Sanford is here in the front row there. Thank you, sir. I'm Roger Bingham. I'm the director of the Science Network, and I'll be your intellectual concierge and traffic policeman for the day. It's a great delight to do this because the first meeting of the Science Network, the first public meeting, was in fact a month before Proposition 71. It was about stem cells, science, ethics, and politics at the crossroads. And a lot of the people who were in this room were actually at the meeting. It was great to see them. Rusty Gage going back, Alan Trounson, Bernie Siegel, I see over there. Lots of people, Dwayne Roth. So we filmed that. All of these things are available on the Science Network at www.thesciencenetwork.org. The following year, we did Ken Chen's Days of Molecular Medicine meeting, and also the first scientific meeting of CIRM, California Institute of Regenerative Medicine, with Zach Hall. And then the following year, the stem cell meetings on the Mesa began. So it's a great delight to have everybody here. I'd just like to thank some of the sponsors, by the way. Our key support, of course, is the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, CIRM. Alan Trounson is here. We had a dinner last night. I'd like to thank Langford Phelps Consortium for sponsoring that and also for building Denny's building, which will be up next year in time for the sixth annual stem cell meeting on the Mesa. I'd like to thank Agilent Technologies and Pfizer, DPR Construction, and Lilly, and also our lead sponsor, Life Technologies. And I'd like to have Elaine Maxwell come up, who's the Regional Business Manager for the Americas Primary and Stem Cell Systems, Life Technologies, for a few introductory remarks. Elaine.
Thank you very much, Roger. And a special thank you to the organizing committee for putting together a fantastic agenda today. It's really becoming clear that California is fast becoming a stem cell hub in the global field. And a lot of the research taking place here in the San Diego area is really helping lead that charge. And we're going to get a glimpse of some of this ground-shifting work today. We at Life Technologies really feel lucky and excited that we're already working very closely with many of you in this room and enabling some of the research that's driving this fast-paced field. And our number one goal, really, is to help you achieve your goals by developing new tools and technologies, providing support along the way, and also partnering with you so that you can leverage some of our strengths to reach your goals. So one thing I wanted to emphasize is that you really do influence our technology roadmap. And one case study I wanted to point out here is where we really listened to what was needed and developed tools and technologies to meet those needs is a new product line we launched earlier this summer called Gibco Cell Therapy Systems. And this is a range of cell culture products that provide additional documentation, support, and testing required to use these products specifically in cell therapy applications. So over the past few years, we've heard from a number of researchers like yourselves of the difficulty and challenge of taking cells grown in a research lab to clinical applications. So we've been working closely with the FDA and with input from international regulatory bodies to come up with this suite of products that will hopefully lessen the regulatory burden as you move stem cells from the bench to the bedside. And another one of our priorities, what's very important to us, is the idea of partnerships. And this is one example where this is actually a current project where we are partners with groups here at the Salk Institute and at UCSD in a CIRM disease team grant. And we're working together with the aim to produce stem cell-derived astrocytes for transplantation in ALS. And this has proven to be a fantastic opportunity and experience for us, and I believe for the whole team. And I really encourage all of you to proactively reach out to us to see if you can leverage some of our strengths in new grant opportunities. So really, the aim is for us all to come together as a stem cell community so that we can realize the power and potential of stem cells. And this is really what today is all about. So I will now pass it over to Roger, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Elaine. Thanks very much. Thank you.